Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
But let's return to matters at hand here, because Green Party leader Eamon Ryan, he suggested the Dáil car park could be converted into a beautiful, beautiful green space in the city centre of Dublin. The Environment Minister suggested a nearby multi-storey car park on Molesworth Street could accommodate parking spaces by Leinster House politicians and staff. So how hard would it be to turn that car park into a green area, and what kind of benefits would there be? Nolene Smith is a botanist with UCD Horticulture, and she joins me now on the line. Nolene, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much. Yeah, good to chat to you.
Great idea or terrible idea?
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. I mean, our city is, very important to us. Most of us now live in cities, nearly half of the world's population. And all these green spaces are super important because we're in a biodiversity and climate emergency. So every little bit of green is important, and every little space we can get back for nature is also important.
Would it be difficult to do?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, the soil is there sitting underneath, generally a thin layer of tarmac or concrete. And once we get rid of that, well, then, you know, life can return. Yeah.
You know, I know that the politicians are very attached to their car parking spaces, Nolene, in Leinster House. And you can understand why. Like, it's a very convenient place to be able to park if you can. But is this the kind of thing that we need to be doing everywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely need to make the city a car-free place. I think many of us sit in traffic jams every day, and we realise the benefit of, you know, if we have a good public transport system, we don't all need to be sitting in our cars. And our city is car-free, will reduce pollution. It'll be a very nice place to be, you know, a lot more greenery. It'll be a nice place to go to, you know, not necessarily just a place choked with traffic. I know for convenience, we all take our car, but if we can all move to public transport, how much better the city would be for everyone.
Again, I suspect there might be some politicians who would argue, you know, maybe public transport isn't that much of an option for them. They could be coming from all around the country, you know, leaving the Dáil in the middle of the night, maybe, or late at night if there's late votes, or early in the morning, you know, unconventional hours. And they might say, you know, a small area like this, what difference can it make?
I suppose joining up all the small areas. So I suppose half our city is really green space, and how we manage that green space into the future is much more important. So I think I give the example of a wonderful little town in Monaghan, where they actually mapped all the little green spaces, and then they connected all the green spaces. So you have a space for animals and insects and birds to move between all these places. And Dublin City Council have been looking at this, kind of connecting all our green spaces. So I think already Trinity College Dublin have put in a meadow in their front space. So, I mean, Leinster House is a nice halfway point between that and Stephen's Green. So there you go. Yeah, we connect lots of our green spaces in the city, and it's very good for our native biodiversity.
If it were to happen, Nolene, what kind of other wildlife would re-emerge in Leinster House?
Well, I suppose we definitely, would more insects. You know, the more plants we plant, the more flowers, the more accessible species there are for bees and other insects. Well, then we get much more birds coming, and then if we get, you know, we get things like maybe hedgehogs or other urban kind of mammals, which, you know, yeah. Quite interesting.
More prickly individuals in Leinster House than you mean.
In Leinster House, that's true. But actually, the people walking into Leinster House might become, their stress levels might be much more reduced if they walk through a green corridor. So there's a great study done in the UK in Sheffield by Sheffield University, where they put containers, you know, with plants along a street, and people's cortisol levels or their stress levels reduced as they walk down the street. So you can actually measure. So it might be better to have a politician walking into Leinster House nice and calm and making very nice, calm, rational decisions.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I mean,
it does.
And also there's, it's as you say, it's proven and studied that it does have an effect on people's psychology. But also, really briefly, noting the symbolism of this in Ireland's capital on the island off the west coast, facing the Atlantic, facing Europe the other way. What kind of a message do you think it would send?
Well, I think we like to talk about our green environment and our origin. You know, for tourism, we sell ourselves as like this green nation. You know, for all our produce, we like to say that we have a lot of organic produce and so naturally produced from the grasslands and stuff. But I suppose we could showcase maybe lots of our traditional green and our habitats, our important Irish habitats, maybe on a global stage. Yeah, okay. As media watch politicians emerge, and I think definitely going in at Camber into Leinster House would be very good. Yeah.
Nolene Smith, fantastic to talk to you, botanist with UCD Horticulture. Thank you very much indeed.